It's Friday, February 7, and with your news at 8 a.m, I am Leonard Witbian. As part of its commitment to fostering the next generation of professionals, the Bank of Namibia has granted bursaries to 10 students in critical fields. In a statement, Bonds Sandra Garise says that over the two decades of support for higher education, this initiative highlights the bank's dedication to empowering young citizens. Here's the regulators, Josephina Oscar.
Following a rigorous selection process from hundreds of applications, 10 exceptional students have been awarded bursaries in fields such as economics, data science, mathematics and statistics, and industrial engineering. These bursary holders will be pursuing their studies at various institutions in Namibia and the broader SADC region.
Namibia has taken a bold step towards sustainability with the groundbreaking of the Nopal carbon farming project in Maltahir. In her speech, Vice President Netumbonandi Ndaitwa underscored the project's role in transforming barren land into productive farmland by cultivating drought-resistant Nopal cacti. The initiative is expected to boost jobs, create food security, and generate renewable energy through biogas. The founding president, Sam Nyoma, is receiving treatment at the Lady Pohamba Private Hospital in Windhoek, prompting an outpour of support from national leaders. One Africa TV News on One journalist, Willem Sneeman.
To uphold, protect, and to defend as the supreme law.
To uphold, protect, and defend as the supreme law.
President Nangolo Mbumba extended his good wishes to Nyoma, acknowledging his enduring legacy.
I also take this opportunity to convey a message of strength and goodwill to our founding president and father of the Namibian nation.
Catch News on One weeknights at 7 on One Africa TV, Channel 84 on GoTV, 284 on DSTV, or stream for free on oneafrica.tv. Zimbabwe's president and chairperson of the Southern African Development Community, Emmerson Mnangagwa, has urged a ceasefire in the Democratic Republic of Congo. This follows reports of Rwandan-backed rebels capturing another town near Bukavu despite their earlier ceasefire declaration. Heavy fighting continues with Goma still under M23 rebel control. Mnangagwa's appeal comes ahead of the SADC and East African Community Summit in Tanzania this weekend. On the international front, U.S. President Donald Trump says no troops would be needed to rebuild Gaza, an effort he said would only happen after the fighting ends. His Secretary of State has called the president's proposal very generous, even though it has drawn international condemnation. Nick Harper is in Washington for us.
On Thursday morning, President Donald Trump further elucidated on his plan, writing on social media that the Gaza Strip would be turned over to the United States by Israel at the conclusion of fighting. And he promised no U.S. troops would be needed. Earlier, Secretary of State Marco Rubio described the president's proposal as a very generous move and reiterated that the relocation of Palestinians would be temporary. The U.S. does not intend to pay for the rebuilding. The United Nations estimates it could take 21 years to remove all the debris from Gaza. I'm Nick Harper in Washington.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.